What we're asking people to do in the book is you've got to make a shift in your mindset, how you think about this stuff. So to me, a really important idea in the book is this concept as design is a total infrastructure for everything you want to deliver to the customer. It's not just about a product, or it's not just about an ad, or it's not just about a poster.
The thing that we're talking about, there's all, in addition to new development models, there's new communication models, there's new advertising models, there's really the whole idea of how do you communicate an authentic experience to people. I think the days are long gone where you can put an advertising veneer over something and expect to sell it. You might initially, but people have gotten very smart. They're very savvy. They're very connected. They can smell BS a mile away. You know, so you no longer can put a glossy veneer on something and expect it to sell, because it won't. It has to be real, it has to be authentic, and it has to be built around an experience that people value and desire. Otherwise, it's going to fail. So I think, you know, when you start to look at the impact of that, it's not just product development. It's really a communication and how products are supported and everything from beginning to end. Because you see it time and time again, and we highlight cases in the book of companies that had it going, and then they took their eye off the ball in customer support, and it all crumbled down because, all that matters.
And also companies that had something that was great and didn't understand actually why it was great. So Polaroid comes to mind immediately. They invented instant gratification in the world of photography.
Yeah.
And now they're out of business.
Yeah, it's one of, the really sad stories, because it's such a great brand, such a great American brand. And you're right, they fundamentally had this notion down. A Polaroid is an instant picture. I push the button, I get a picture. If that doesn't translate to digital photography, I don't know what does. And I don't know whether they're wanting to protect their film business, or whether they just had become so close to that idea they didn't get it. But they missed the digital transition, and they could have been if not the leading brands on point and click into your email photography. It should have been. I mean, you can imagine a Polaroid-based wireless connected camera. I mean, it'd be fantastic. But unfortunately, they couldn't pull that off, and now they don't exist.
And then the other curious example to me is Motorola, who invented the cell phone or the mobile phone. I mean, I had one of the original bricks, and I remember walking along the street in San Rafael, and I got a phone call on this brick that was coming from another brick on a boat in the Mediterranean. I'm talking backwards and forwards. This is all being patched in, and this is going back a lot of years. And now here we are, Motorola, had some great products. The Razor, I used one for years. Now I use an iPhone. And I thought, how could Motorola, this extraordinary company in terms of technology, absolutely miss it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple potential answers to that question. I mean, if you take the Razor and look at it, it was a great object. And it was the beginnings of a great idea, but I don't think Motorola fully understood that. So, for example, the user interface was very poor on the device. I mean, it was pretty widely recognized as not a great cell phone UI. And what they did with it when it took off like fire, they very quickly commoditized it into a fashion item. They just decided, okay, we're gonna milk this equity as far as we can in as many ways as we can while it's hot. Well, they did that, but then people lost interest. Other things came up. It wasn't sustainable.